And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to Power of Prophecy. Well, today we have some very important things to discuss with you. And frankly, today's program might get you a little angry, a little hot under the collar. I know I am already. Just researching and investigating these things day after day makes me angry. Now, I know some of you out there are goody two-shoes and you think Christians don't get mad. We don't get angry. Well, you're wrong. God himself can be very furious when he sees evil and corruption. Jesus said about those evil men and women who would harm children, he said it would be better for them to have a millstone tied around their neck and they be thrown into the depths of the sea than to hurt even one of these little ones. Well, it looks like God can be pretty angry at sinners, at sinister evil people. Why, I don't know that I would respect God if he wasn't. If he just smiled when he saw sin, if he smiled when he saw misery, if he just passed on by when he saw corruption, I wouldn't have any respect for a God like that. And let me tell you, friends, I do respect God. I honor him. I fear him because he is a great God who is merciful but demands justice. And, you know, if God hadn't loved the world, his only son would not have gone to the cross. But at the same time, with such a great sacrifice as that, why should he look upon evil and say, no big deal? He doesn't. He cares. And if you're a Christian, you care too. Now, I know all of you goody-goody people, you go to your churches and you see sin and you see corruption and you turn on the news channels and you see affairs being conducted by government officials and their bribes and payoffs and the Wall Street Ponzi scheme operators. And I'm sure you just sit there and say, well, how nice, how lovely. I just don't care at all if all these things are happening. Now, that's your attitude, friends. You really need to reach up and turn the dial or push the button and get some other program because you're listening to Tex Mars and Power Prophecy, and those kind of things make me mad. One that has to calm me down sometime. I was watching some news program the other night, and it was talking about some illegal alien, some fella from Mexico. He was over here illegally. In other words, he was breaking our laws, and he was shacking up with some American woman. And, of course, he didn't have a job, but she had a job. And when she left for the day, she left the Mexican alien there with her little child, little baby, to babysit. Of course, it turns out the Mexican and she were both druggers, took drugs, illegal drugs. So while the woman was at work, this Mexican illegal was with her little boy, and he didn't like it because the two-year-old child probably was crying, needed taken care of. Don't all two-year-old children at one time or another cry? So he slapped the boy around, beat him up pretty good, busted his skull, gave him two black eyes, killed him. When you see these things on TV, when you read about them, doesn't your blood boil? If it doesn't, my friends, well, then turn off the dial. Don't listen to Tex Mars. I don't even want you as my friend because I care and I get angry. I have to say, why is the woman shacking up with the man? To me, this is a horrible thing, her reckless behavior. Any woman shacking up with a man and leaving her children with him, well, that's not only contributing to juvenile delinquency, it's just plain reckless behavior that deserves punishment. Sleeping with a man or a woman who's not your husband or wife with children in the house is an evil, devious thing. And you ought to go to prison for that alone. Well, they said that the Mexican alien who killed the little boy, of course, took off for hinter parts unknown. He may be back in Guadalajara, Mexico by now. Nobody knows where he's at. He's running. He'll probably just change his name, come back across the border, and go shack up with another American girl. And that makes me mad. Wanda sometimes has to say, now calm down, Tex. She's angry too, but she's, I guess she controls it a little bit better than I do. Now calm down. I know you're upset. Okay. Well, I want to talk today about an outrage. It's a little bit different kind of an outrage than that. This is a kind of outrage that is not as serious as harming a little child. That's, to me, that's the worst outrage. They're just, I mean, if I go in a food store or something with Wanda, a grocery store, if I see some mother or a nanny or whatever she is slap a child around, I'll tell you, I'll go up and grab them. And I'll say, you know, sorry, lady, you and I are going to go see the store manager, then we're going to call the police. And if that puts me in trouble with the cops, that's just too bad. But I'm not going to put up with that. By the way, I won't put up with animals either. I'm going to get off on a tangent here. I know one time we were driving in our neighborhood and I looked and this guy was grabbed his dog and was torturing the dog. And he actually was grabbed the dog by the ears and was holding him up. And the dog was just howling in pain. I know Wanda probably wanted me, you know, she didn't want me to get in trouble, get in a fight or anything, but I stopped the car. I honked the horn. The guy looked up and I said to him, hey, let that dog go. What business is of yours? He said, it is my business. You let that dog go right now. You're cruel. I'm going to report you to the authorities. Let that dog go. Boy, he did. You better mind your own business, he said. I said, I am minding my business. It's my business when somebody tortures an animal like that. And I'm going to be watching you, bub, from now on. Well, it's my dog. Well, it's not your dog. I wanted to tell him that's God's dog. You know, I have a wife, too, but I don't torture and beat her. She's God's child. I've got a responsibility. Every person has a responsibility before God to do what's right. I can't stand anyone who would torture a animal or a pet. They got a black heart. They'd do it to a human being too in a moment, as far as I'm concerned. I know you probably think, well, Tex, you're such a mean man. You're just full of venom today. Well, you know, there's some things it's worth getting angry about. I'm a kind man. I'm a nice man. I can cry. I do cry sometimes. And sometimes those are the things I cry over. Those kind of images, seeing those kind of things going on in the world. How can you not cry in sadness that Satan has so inspired these devil men and women to do these things? Well, one of the things I'm really upset about, but it's not as important as children or animals or anything, but it's money. It's money. You see, I don't think people should steal from others. And I believe our government is getting ready to steal a lot of money from you. This is Obama's anti-American Illuminati outrage. And I want to tell you about it today. The Democrats and Republicans are conspiring together. They're plotting together. Notice now, this is a nonpartisan radio show. I'm not bipartisan because that's a person that can be either Democrat or Republican. I am nonpartisan. I can't stand either one of these sicko political parties. And I can't stand the libertarians either. So there. See, I told you I was on a rampage today. A righteous rampage. Indignant. They intend to rob you of your hard-earned entitlement to Social Security and Medicare. I want to talk about that today. I usually don't talk about things like this because, you know, I look at the big macro view of the whole world. I like the big picture things. I talk a lot about, you know, what's going on in Red China and the Middle East, Bible prophecy, big things. But this is a big thing. I think this fits into everything that's going on. The robbery of your hard-earned entitlement to Social Security and Medicare. Now, let me just tell you my view of it. First of all, I think as Christians, as good people, period, we have a responsibility to help our neighbor. Back in the 30s, they came up with Social Security. And I don't know what it started out at. I read one time, I think it was very little, 1 or 2% or 0.5% that they, you know, took from people to help people in their old age, Social Security. Well, it ballooned, and finally Medicare was added on it. Now Obamacare is added on it. And many other things have been added to the Social Security laws. Now they're taking 7.65% from an employee of everything the employee earns. These are working men and women. These aren't rich people. Rich people probably don't worry very much about Social Security. They've got so much money, it's a penny ante thing for them. But for working people, it's a lot of money to take out, almost 8% for Social Security and Medicare. 7.65, but wait. Not only does the individual employee pay it, but their employer, the company, the business, whatever group they work for, also has to pay 7.65, almost 8% matching. Now together, that's how much? 15.3%? I don't have my little tiny calculator, but it's over 15%. You know, I think it would be wonderful if my employees didn't have to pay that here. Right here, the people that work at this ministry. If they didn't have to pay 7.65% of their salary, and this ministry didn't have to give another 7.65, that would be over 15% the average employee could take home and spend on their own things. And then if they wanted to pay for retirement, they could set themselves up a fund. Now, I know the nanny state government says, well, people probably wouldn't do that. They'd blow their money. So they have to pay us so we can keep it for them. Well, isn't that nice? They can't trust the average American. They can't put 15%, over 15% in his pockets so he can save it for a rainy day or for retirement. He cannot be trusted, but the government can be trusted. Well, the government can take care of the money. You can't. Who knows what you might do with it? You can just blow it on unnecessary things. You might go to Las Vegas with your money. I don't know. You may, buy a new computer. You might buy some milk for your kids. I don't know what you're going to do, but the government cannot trust you. And so they require you and your employer to pay over 15% of everything you make. You can trust the government to take good care of your money. So when you get old enough, they'll give you a pittance of it back for Social Security and Medicare. You know, some years ago I was reading an article by a statistician and a guy who's quite clever. And he figured out what the average person paid in over a lifetime in Social Security. That's a person born in America. And from the moment they start working, whatever job they have, they're supposed to pay this amount in Social Security. And their employer is supposed to kick in. Well, he figured it all out, and he figured that if a person starts, let's say, 16 or 17 with, you know, jobs at hamburger places, and then he goes to, or she goes to college, or maybe not, gets a blue-collar or white-collar job, professional job, whatever. But by the time the person's, let's say, 65 years of age, given how money and interest compound, the average person would have quite a large nest egg. Huge. In fact, this person found that the average person would have much, much more in their retirement account of their own devising than if they would give all this money to the government. In other words, what the government gives you, whether it's $500 in Social Security, $1,000, or $1,500, whatever it is, you could get maybe double that if you just saved your own money. And interest would be paid you. And then interest on interest. And interest on interest on interest on interest on interest. And it's compounded over 50 years of life. 50 years of saving. He said it would be much better if a person could be trusted to save their own money in an account, just getting average interest. Not a big amount, not throwing it in the stock market and hoping to make a killing or something, but the simple little, you know, CD amounts you get. Used to be you could get 3%, 4%, 5% on a CD. Now, of course, they're so pitiful that the banks are only giving us anywhere from 0.5% to 1.5% interest on a CD, a savings account. But in any case, It would pay a person to not contribute to Social Security, but instead to put the money in their own savings account at a local bank. But we don't have that opportunity. They require us to pay out to the government, because the government is such a wonderful protector of our money that they'll keep it for us. But of course, we never get the money back. And there's another thing too. How many of us, when we get retirement age for Social Security, live only a few years more and die, and then we don't get anything? Now, I know if you have a wife or a husband and they were getting more Social Security than you, you can get there, you know, or whatever. Okay, there's some little distinctions. I understand that. But basically, when you die, it's lost. So you could pay money into Social Security, and suddenly, let's say age 63, you have a heart attack and die, and you never get a cent. My brother had a heart attack at age 55 and died. Doesn't get a cent. If you had that in the bank, it might be, just the average working man, it might be worth $1 million or $2 million. And then his heirs would get that. But now that's lost with Social Security. Now, listen, I'm not complaining about Social Security. And I know that it's been sort of the salvation for some people. But it's not a lot of money that you get. I mean, nobody's out there saying, boy, I just can't wait to get rich. I'm going to strike it rich when I get 65 or 66 or 67. And as you know, under the Clinton administration, they changed the rules. And now for the full Social Security benefit, you have to, you know, depending on your age year, when you become eligible, it's not 65 anymore. It's 66 or 67 or 68. I think in my case, it's 68, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not 65 anymore. Now somebody's out there saying, oh, you can get it at 62, Tex. Yeah, you can, but they really jack you around there. Boy, you get very little. They really cut you deep. And here's sort of the bad thing about Social Security, as you know, friends. When you start receiving Social Security, they can tax you for it. Oh, they tax you. They tax you. So if you make $1,000 a month in Social Security, that's $12,000. And if you work somewhere else, that $12,000 is added, and you get taxed on that. So you pay all these years into the Social Security fund, you start getting Social Security, and then they actually make you pay an income tax on the Social Security that they're paying you. You know, I'm a military retiree myself, and I've always thought it was odd there. When I was in the Air Force for so long, they made us pay Social Security. That's weird. Now I spent over 20 years in the Air Force, I get a retirement pay. It's not a lot, but helps out. But isn't it strange that I paid in all those years in Social Security while I was, on the other hand, you know, working for a military retirement? And now I get my military retirement, but I have to pay taxes on that. So they say, yeah, Tex, we're going to give you this X amount of money for your military retirement each month, but you're going to give so much of it back to us in taxes. It makes no sense. But that's what they do. Now, let me just say something, friends. If they promise that if you pay a certain amount of money, they will give you a certain amount back starting at a certain age, they should do it. It's a contract. There's a lot of people out there right now worried, wondering whether when their time comes to retire, are they going to get Social Security at all? A lot of young people. And a lot of old people are worried that it's going to be cut, that their benefits will be cut. And I believe they will. So here's what I want to talk about the rest of this program. First of all, what really is the plan of Obama and the elite, the politicians, and I believe this extends to the Illuminati conspirators as well. What is their plan to cut your Social Security and Medicare and redistribute the funds to others, to illegal aliens, even the overseas nations? They're going to do that to you. They're going to do it to you. Now listen to me, dear friends. They're already in the process of cutting your Social Security and Medicare. Did you know that under the Obama medical plan, there is a provision that will force $800 billion of cuts in Social Security and Medicare over the next 10 years? $80 billion a year they're going to cut out of your Social Security and Medicare. What are they going to do with the $80 billion a year? They're going to redistribute it to the 35 to 50 million illegal aliens in the United States who are going to be given a fast path to citizenship, that is amnesty by any other name. And then they're going to be put on the Social Security and Medicare rolls. That's why they've got to cut $800 billion from you and me as native-born or legal citizens, so they'll have enough money over the next 10 years to pay for all of the multi-million illegal aliens that they're going to throw onto the rolls. You didn't know that, did you? Now, there's another little trick that they've done under George W. Bush. So you see, this is not just Barack Obama. Don't get mad and say that Barack Obama, he's a crook. He's a cheat. He's a horrible person. George W. Bush did what I'm going to tell you about now. He started something called totalization. He signed agreements with country after country, including Mexico, that provided for this arrangement. Under the totalization agreement with Mexico, for example, we promised Mexico that any Mexican citizens who came to America, illegal or not, could get Social Security and Medicare. And they would be eligible to the Social Security benefits just like any American citizen would. And all they have to work is 2 years, I believe it is, 2 years in America. And then that Mexican citizen is assured for the rest of his or her life that they will begin getting Social Security at the appropriate age in their 60s. So all the millions of illegal aliens in America right now, they can go down, and many of them have, and get a Social Security card. And if they work in America for 2 years, then when they turn 62, 65, whatever it is, 67, they will get Social Security for the rest of their lives. A check will come to them in the mail for Mr. Gomez, for Mr. Gutierrez, etc. The Bush administration took your taxpayer dollars and built in Mexico City a gigantic building complex. They spent over $200 million for this building. It is America's Social Security headquarters for Mexico. As I understand it, they're going to build Social Security offices across the nation of Mexico. Hundreds of Social Security offices, so that Mexican citizens can go in and get all the advice, apply for all their Social Security benefits and Medicare benefits in Mexico. Now, I've told you how this is going to work. A guy, let's say his name is Juan Gomez, sneaks across the border and gets a job. He goes down and gets a Social Security card, and under the current rules and practices, Social Security Administration will not report the person to the Immigration Service, to ICE. That's not done. So Juan Gomez sneaks over the border into America. I can't blame him. Not enough jobs in Mexico, but it is illegal. And he is taking a job that could go to an American. He's depressing the wages and so forth in America. It's just against the law. But here he is, and he goes to Social Security office, and he gets a Social Security card and a number for Juan Gomez. They don't ask him if he's an illegal alien. They don't care. He's Juan Gomez. Now, Juan Gomez gets a job in construction or some other job. He works for 2 years. Then he goes down to the Social Security office and says, "My name is Jose Gutierrez." But it's Juan Gomez. But now suddenly he's Jose Gutierrez. How do they know? They don't know. There's nobody to police it. You say, "Well, Tex, he's got to have an ID card from Mexico." No, he doesn't. You can get a Social Security card. Just say, "I'm Jose Gutierrez." fill out a little form, tell him where you were born. But in fact, Jose Gutierrez is his uncle who lives in Juarez. And he's never come to America, doesn't care to come to America. But Juan Gomez already has his eligibility for Social Security with 2 years. And now he's going to get his Uncle Jose down in Juarez, Mexico, his eligibility. So after 2 years then working under the name of Jose Gutierrez, guess what? Then there's two Mexicans, both going to get Social Security at the age of, let's say, 65. And you know, Juan can do this every 2 years. If he stays in America for 40 years, he can register and make eligible 20 Mexicans. Now, if there's up to 40 million illegal aliens in America, and I know they keep saying, for the last decade, the official government's number was 12 million. We have 12 million illegal immigrants in America. They don't know. They haven't counted them. The census doesn't count them. They don't go to some apartment where 20 Mexicans are living in a two-bedroom apartment, sleeping on the floor, and register that. They don't do that. Come on. Maybe a few do, but not many. Census takers. The fact is, we don't know how many illegals are in America. A Bear Stearns Wall Street report done 5 years ago, reported on by Lou Dobbs of CNN, they said there are 25 to 35 million. That was 5 or 6 years ago, though. There's probably 50 million today if you include the Pakistanis and the Chinese and the Indonesians and the Bangladeshis and all the others. And think about it. If there were really only 12 million illegal aliens and each changed names 10 times, that's 120 million Mexicans that they've registered. Guess what the population of Mexico is? 120 million. What I'm telling you, my friends, before a long time here, everybody in Mexico, whether they've ever been in America or not, whether they've ever worked or not in their life, will be getting Social Security paid for by you and me. You're going to pay for it. You say, no, I won't. Well, what's going to happen is if you're getting $1,000 of Social Security, they can't afford that anymore. They've got to spread it out over all these tens of millions of other people through Bush's totalization plan. And year after year after year, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner, and they have to dilute the amount of money that goes to you. This year, you get 1,000. Next year, you get 800. Next year, you get 600. The next year, 300. Redistribute the wealth. That's what Obama said he was going to do in the 2008 presidential campaign. He's going to rob you to pay for all the outlaws. That's the fast and hard of it. I got a lot more for you when we return. You're listening to Tex Mars, and this is Power of Prophecy. I'm Tex Mars. So great being with you today. If you don't have my book, Conspiracy World, 432 big format pages, I hope you'll order it. Conspiracy World. You know, it covers over 137 different aspects of conspiracies. About everything you'd want to know about conspiracies. Now, this book is not for people interested in conspiracy theory. We don't sell any books like that, in fact. We're only interested in conspiracy facts here at Power Prophecy. Conspiracy science. And you know, a lot of people that listen to this radio program are conspiracy scientists. They probably ought to get a PhD in it. They studied so much. I don't know of any university in America that has a degree in conspiracy science. I've gotten degrees in a few areas myself, and most of my college training has been pretty worthless, to be honest with you. Oh, I know it looks good, and I got a degree on the wall here, a couple of them, several of them. It says I graduated summa cum laude from one university. That means, you know, you're like in the top percentile in the grades department. I don't give it much credence, though. You know, a lot of the students were smoking pot and messing around and not doing very much, and I studied. Not that I'm so smart, but I actually studied. I read the books. I did my papers. I showed up for class. And you know how it is in universities. 4-year degree takes 6 or 8 years for most students nowadays. They're so dumb. They want to be dumb. They're willingly dumb. They got the brain power. They just don't want to use it. They're too lazy. I wasn't lazy. If you're not lazy, you can do pretty good. You can get all kind of college things. But now that I look back on it, it's sort of a nice thing on the wall. But, you know, I didn't learn much. I've learned a whole lot, though, studying conspiracies over the last quarter of a century. I've learned how the world really works. I never learned that in universities. I've taught at 3 universities, and you know, I can't think of anything important that I taught people. I did all the lesson plans. All the deans of the universities that I've taught for, they were very happy with me. They gave me accolades. I was nominated at the University of Texas as one of the top professors on the faculty. Yeah, they gave me, you know, he should be with the top, you know, like 0.5% of professors. It was nice, but I don't remember anything important that I taught anybody. Here's the bottom line, friends. Conspiracies are real. They are science. There are facts behind them. And that's what my book, Conspiracy World, is all about. That's what all my books have been about. And you know, the world at large is just pretty dumb about these things. They're like me. They got all these degrees on the wall that don't mean anything. They really haven't studied the things that move humankind, that move history, that move the world, that mean things. I'm telling you, friends, if you want to know about money, culture, society, entertainment, politics, banking, global affairs, military affairs, you're going to have to know some things about conspiracies. Because that's where it's at. That's the truth of things. I've got a degree in political science, but I really didn't want to learn how politics works. Well, please order this book. You'll be happy with it because it has all kinds of little information you won't find anywhere else. Discoveries, exposés, conspiracy world. I like the subtitle of it. It's a truth teller's compendium of eye-opening information and forbidden knowledge. Get you a subscription to Newsweek and Time and Washington Post and Chicago Tribune. Read them every day. Study every sentence, every line, every word. At the end of a year, you'll still be an idiot. But get Conspiracy World. Won't take you a tenth as long, and you'll know so much more about how the world really works. Even our future, yours and mine. Conspiracy World. It's only $25. Add $5 for shipping and handling. It's a big book, size of maybe Houston, Texas phone book. It's pretty big. A lot of pictures in it. Some people just buy it for the pictures. They've never seen such pictures before. They're revealing in themselves. A picture sometimes really is worth 1,000 words. Okay, $30 postpaid for Conspiracy World by Tex Mars. Of course, that is M-A-R-R-S, 2 R's. I don't know why they did that. Wouldn't it have been so much easier for me my whole life if they'd just put 1 R? Mars. You know, I like that, Mars. I loved it when I was in the Air Force. Yes, sir, Captain Mars. You know, I felt like, you know, I appreciate they didn't call me Captain Venus or something like that, but I think some, especially some of the enlisted people got a little kick by calling me the man from Mars, you know. They like that. Yeah, they enjoyed themselves. Okay, I'm a Martian. That's right, I am the man from Mars. Well, here's how to get the book. Just look it up on our powerofprophecy.com webpage. Powerofprophecy.com. It's right there on the homepage. Click on that and tell you how to order it. use your charge card. Hey, you can use your charge card and write to us or phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. So easy. Just pick up the phone. 1-800-234-9673, and a friendly gentleman or lady will take your order. And, you know, nobody's going to give you a big rigmarole about donating or anything. It's just, you know, order the book. Every once in a while we ask people if they would like to make an additional donation, but you don't have to. But we appreciate it because we need your help. You know, we're one of the only ones. I think we're probably the only one in the world doing what we do. Christian ministries are out there. I think most of them just trying to make money. We sell these things. I'll tell you why. I endorse them because there's good information in them. Some people may say, well, Tex, why don't you sell the best sellers? All you have to do is read the New York Times bestseller list, offer the top 10 books there. Hey, anybody can do that. I screen these books. I read them. I know there's information that's valuable in them. That's why I endorse them. I mean, I don't totally agree with everything in every book, but I know there's enough in there that you need. Why would I want to order the New York Times bestsellers? Those books already had censors and, you know, checking every little word, making sure no truth really gets out to you. I like to have these books that, you know, are not on the New York Times bestseller list, that are not found at Barnes & Noble bookstores. Ah, yes. The books that the world hates, we often order or offer for you. Conspiracy World, you know, I think it is in Barnes & Noble. It's on Amazon.com. I don't know how long my books will be in those places because, you know, there's a lot of people out there trying to get Tex Mars off the air and get his books out of bookstores. I can imagine. You know, somebody told me that their library ordered a copy of, Circle of Intrigue. And a week later, it was gone. They asked their library, you know, who is it checked out? No, somebody stole it. So the library said they'd order it again. They did. And same thing happened. And they ordered a third copy. Same thing happened there. So the person said, Tex, your book sure is so popular. Every time we get one in our local library, it's stolen. Well, that's not really true. You know, groups like the Jewish ADL, I think, not the official headquarters of the Jewish ADL, but individual members of the ADL, I believe, on their own, go into these libraries and such. They hate us for telling the truth. And they like to take all the books out. Somebody told me that in their local bookstore in Pittsburgh, Barnes & Noble book has 3 or 4 books by Tex Mars, but every time they go in there, he said, your books are always hidden behind the other books. They try you in the stack of books. They'll take your books, hide them behind those, so your books won't be faced out and nobody will see them. And I think we have enemies out there doing those kinds of things. Well, let them do their worst. We're going to get the word out. But we need your help, dear friends. Now, you can write to us, order this book, $30 postpaid, Conspiracy World. Just write to Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733 in the United States of America. Now, let's return to our regular program. We're talking about Obama's anti-American Illuminati outrage. Did you know that the Social Security Administration has several different ways, scams, that they take your money and give it to other people? Are you aware that foreigners in the United States who come here to resettle, whether they're from Somalia or Pakistan or where, the government is actually resettling thousands of people at once? Did you know that our government flies chartered airplanes into Somalia and many other areas of the world, fills them up with foreigners and brings them to America and resettles them? These aren't people just getting to America on their own. They're actually being resettled by the American government, and nobody even knows about it. I know of one town up in Minnesota that turns out most of the people are from Somalia. How did they get there? The government flew them in on chartered jets and then resettled them. They get generous payments every month from something called SSI, part of the Social Security system. They've never paid into Social Security, but they're getting these payments. Someone who lives in New York City a few years back said, Tex, Every taxi cab driver in New York City today is a Russian Jew, most of them. They all, you know, immigrated to the United States. And they've got all these jobs. But guess what? They're all being paid by our government under this resettlement clause. But you see, Senator Frank Lautenberg, a Jew from New Jersey, and other Jewish senators and pals, got laws passed some years ago which said any Jew who comes to America, you know, a foreign Jew, particularly from Russia, and there are millions who've come to America from foreign countries, and I think there's at least 1.5 million Russian Jews now living in America, that they will get paid a certain amount of money each month. And I think it's like $1,700 or $1,800 from Social Security. And when the man, he said, Tex, there are probably 500,000 Russian Jews living in New York City that are getting paid this $1,700 or $1,800 a month. Then they can still go out and get a job. I said, well, how long they paid? He said, years. They've been getting it for years. I said, that's impossible. He says, Tex, you check it out. He said, I'm 60 years old and I'm not eligible for Social Security yet. He said, I've been working over 40 years of my life paying in Social Security. I'm not yet eligible for Social Security. And then these jackals come from Russia. And the minute they step off the airplane, they go down and register and get $1,700 a month from Social Security. I said, well, that's impossible. He said, Tex, don't say it's impossible. You've checked it out. So I wrote to my senator. I said, is this true? He wrote me back and said, yes. He told me the law, the whole thing. It's true. I couldn't believe it. Then I found out that many of these Russian Jews who've come to America and are getting paid this money for Social Security, never having paid into Social Security, many of them are ex-military people from the Soviet armed forces. They're the ones that invaded Poland, that invaded Czechoslovakia, that invaded the Baltic republics, that murdered so many people in their own country. Some of these were guards at Soviet Gulag communist camps. They wore the Soviet Armed Forces uniform. And now they've immigrated to America, and our government's paying them all this money. Now listen, there's another thing that happened that absolutely outraged me. This same filthy, dirty U.S. Senator, Frank Lautenberg, from New Jersey, has introduced legislation that our Veterans Administration, the VA, will make eligible all the Russians in America. Most of them are Jews now. Who served in the armed forces of the Soviet Union. In other words, they've served a communist country. And he says they're eligible for VA payments. That's what he wants. The Veterans Administration, the hospitals, the pharmaceuticals, the pensions or whatever. He wants us to pay Soviet armed forces now living in America, most of whom are Jews. Huh? What? Friends, listen, we have in America thousands of people who have lost limbs, arms, legs, or paraplegics. And they're getting a pittance in disability from the VA. And VA hospitals are so bad that it just came out in the press last month that thousands of veterans who went to VA hospitals for medical care ended up getting the AIDS virus from tainted blood because the VA was too lazy and too incompetent to screen the blood. Friends, in Army and other military hospitals, the conditions are deplorable. Deplorable. It's like, you know, American Civil War days back to the 1800s, the conditions in some of these places. Filthy. You go there to get some operation, some poor veteran who can't afford, who served in World War II or the Korean War, Vietnam, or the Persian Gulf era. He goes there for some minor operation. He ends up with a staph infection and dies because the place is dirty and filthy. Our VA hospitals are horrible. And yet these horrible U.S. senators want to give VA benefits to Russian Jews who served in Russia? Are you kidding me? Meanwhile, Bill Clinton raised the age, I think, you know, 68 you got to be for Social Security. And it was only a few years ago they started saying, well, people who get Social Security are going to start paying taxes on it, income taxes. Meanwhile, I can verify that military pensions were cut. You know, it used to be half of your base pay if you spent 20 years in the military. That's not half of your pay. That really is about a third of your pay. Because base pay is not the same as full pay. But now they've made it worse. That now it's a third of base pay. So it's about a quarter. A military guy only gets a quarter to retire. Now, I read an article just yesterday. It said, thanks to Obama's Medicare plan that was passed by Congress, the Social Security Fund will have enough money to last 20 more years or 10 more years or whatever it was. Doesn't matter. It was a lie anyway. That's right. Congress has now given us, to make sure that we don't run out of money, the Social Security Fund has 10 or 20 more years thanks to Obama. That's what the liberal press says. Why don't you write your congressman, dear friends, and ask him just how much money is sitting today in the Social Security Fund? Since they say it won't run out till the year 2020 or 2025, that's good news. So why don't you just write him and say, dear Senator, dear Congressman, can you tell me to the penny, go ahead and get it from the GAO, General Accounting Office, or from the Treasury Department of the United States, or the Social Security Administration, let me know how many billions, how many trillions are right now in the Social Security Fund. Now, any corporation in America, their treasurer, their chief financial officer can tell you at any given time, right on the computer, can tell you what their cash flow is, how much money they got. Right now, I can do it in the ministry. I know how much money this ministry has, and we can barely pay our bills. But every company has a chief financial officer, financial officer, who can tell you at this very moment how much money they got in the bank and what their bills are going to be back like for the next 3 months. If they didn't have such a person, it would be a pitiful shame, and the CEO or chairman of the board ought to be fired from that corporation. But you don't have to write your congressman or senator. I can already tell you there is nothing, zero, nada in the Social Security Fund. There never was anything in it. There is a mythical number. Well, the Social Security Fund has this much money. It has nothing. Well, Tex, what about the 15.3% that's taken out of the working man and woman's salary? Every dollar, 15.3 cents is taken out, sent to the government. And I'm telling you, friends, if you don't send it every month, they'll fine you big time. You know, Wanda forgot to send it 1 month, and man, she ended up paying a big penalty. Wow. I'll never do that again. I'll never forget that one. They get over 15 cents on the dollar from the employer and the worker. Surely that goes into some savings account that's drawing interest. Surely there is a Social Security Fund. No, there is not. There's nothing. There is no fund. How do they pay people Social Security? It's taken out of the general fund. But this year, I have an article right here. It says that our budget, America's deficit, is 1.47. That's $1,470,000,000 shy from balancing. About $1.5 trillion short. So when you get your next Social Security check, or when they pay some doctor for medical care for you, which you're entitled to, you paid in all those years, They're just taking it out of nothing. You know, everybody would like, I'd like to do that. Call up my bank and say, well, how much money do I have? You're actually short. You're in the red here. You got red ink on your account, Mr. Mars. You owe us about $48,000. Oh, well, that's too bad because I got $10,000 worth of bills this month. And the bank says, that's okay. Go ahead and pay it anyway. We'll cover you. We'll cover you. Even though you're all this amount short, we'll cover you for another month and another month and another. That's how the government works. They just keep spending. They ain't got the money. There's no requirement to balance the budget. They laugh at you. Say, are you going to balance the budget this year, Senator? Huh? Balance? But friends, if you don't balance your budget, write one check that exceeds what you've got in your account, and you'll end up paying how much? $50 for, you know, insufficient funds. And then the whatever food store, whatever you wrote it on, then they'll make you pay a big penalty. For $5 mistake on your checking account, you end up paying $100. But the government spends over $1 trillion. And there is no money in Social Security. So when they say, the Social Security fund is going to run short unless we increase the taxes. Short, there is no money there. Never has been. It's all a lie. Meanwhile, the government just approved, I understand, at least, I think it was the state of Pennsylvania, actually, not the federal government, approved $10 million for the Senator Arlen Specter Museum. Now, he's a crummy 33rd degree Freemason lying politician. He's the guy that created the magic bullet theory when he was a little penny-ante lawyer on the Warren Commission. And they're going to build a $10 million museum to honor him because he just lost in the primary election. Israel is going to get $30 billion in aid this year from America. $30 billion, but they're telling you, you old people, shame on you. We're giving too much money in Social Security and Medicare to you. We're going to have to cut you. $30 billion to Israel. They're not even citizens. Somebody said, Tex, I visited Tel Aviv and Haifa, two cities in Israel recently. You should have seen the skyscrapers there. You should have seen the half-naked women running around on the beaches. You should have seen all the gays going to all the gay bars and nightclubs. You should see the Mercedes going down the freeways in Israel. They're rich over there. Why are we giving them $30 billion just this year alone? And yet they're claiming they don't have enough to pay you Medicare and Social Security. They're saying we haven't got it. We can't keep going like we're going. These entitlements are about to bankrupt America. Oh, it's so terrible what we're having to pay out to the elderly. It'd be better if they just died. But we have to pay out this horrible amount of money. We've got enough to fight three wars in the Middle East, but we don't have enough to help our old people. We've got enough to blow $1 trillion on unnecessary wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Pakistan and Yemen. And now Iran is coming up fast. We got enough money to do that. The Japanese are not there. The Chinese are not in the Middle East. The Indonesians are not there. You know, if it was that important, I think that the Red Chinese would be there to fight. If it was that important, the French would be there. The Russians. The Russians have all that oil money now. Why don't they go fight in the Middle East? Why do we have to be there? Why do we have to spend, according to one report, $1 trillion already to depose Saddam Hussein, who never did anything against us? Why are we going to spend another trillion or two to fight Ahmadinejad when Iran has never invaded a country for the last 200 years? It has no nuclear weapons. But Israel wants us to go fight these wars for them, and we're going to fight them. Meanwhile, we're already giving $30 billion to Israel this year alone. And that doesn't count all the military aid. A person who worked at Social Security contacted me about 2 years ago. Said, Tex, I want to tell you a secret policy we've got here at Social Security. He was a high-level supervisor. He was disgusted. I said, what is it? He said, Social Security offices throughout America are told, we got to keep this secret. Told to give blacks and Hispanics medical disability, but to deny it, refuse white people. I said, do what? He said, that's right. The rules are the same. If you're Mexican, American, if you're black, or you're white. But we're told to favor the blacks and the Hispanics. He said, Tex, if you're a white person, you really, really, really have to be sick. You really have to be disabled. But blacks, we have agents in Social Security. If it's a black person that's applying, they rubber stamp it. You're disabled. You got a hurt back? Disabled. Your eyes been bothering you lately? Disabled. You got iron blood anemia? Disabled. White person, you've lost both legs? That doesn't apply. You don't apply. No. Don't waste your time. Disability. If you're a black or Hispanic, you're more likely to get it. These are the kind of games they play with us, friends. It's disgusting. Now listen, friends. They've stolen your Social Security money to fight wars over in the Middle East. They've stolen your Social Security money to give it to illegal aliens so they can have Social Security. And they can send it back and register millions of others back in their home countries. Nobody's even keeping track of it. And now they've got this committee. Obama has set up a committee. That's right. It's a bipartisan committee. They're supposed to report by December 1st. You may not have heard about it, but it's a commission to study entitlements. Erskine Bowles, a Democrat, was in the Clinton administration, and Senator Alan Simpson, an old trilateralist and CFR man, and they're the chairman. And they've been told to come back and figure out ways we can strip the old people of their Social Security, of their Medicare. That's what they're going to do. You wait and see. And the Republicans in Congress are going to say, we've got to do it. We're so sorry. And the Democrats are going to say, yeah, that's true. And you Tea Partiers out there, wake up. You're telling them, cut the deficit, cut taxes. And they're going to say, okay. But if you want us to cut taxes and cut the deficit, Tea Party people, we'll have to cut out your entitlements to Social Security. We'll cut out your entitlements to Social Security or strip them down to almost nothing. Meanwhile, we're going to give all the money we take from you and give it to all these illegal aliens that are going to go on the rolls. Because as soon as they pass this immigration reform bill that Obama has waiting before Congress, then millions, tens of millions of illegal aliens, rubber stamp citizens. Then they'll all run down and get all these benefits. They'll overwhelm the Social Security Administration, the Medicare. And then the cuts will begin. This is the leveling of America, the taking away of your heritage. Now listen, you can tell me all you want that Social Security is nothing but welfare and all that stuff. It's not welfare if you paid into it. If you're getting it free, it is welfare. But if you paid into it your whole life, it's a contract with you. And they better not take it away from you, or you have a right to be as angry as Tex Mars is today. If you paid into it all those years, they better give it back to you. Or the best solution is to go back and figure out all those years you put in, how much interest you would have lost and accumulated, and pay it to you in one gigantic payment. You'll be a millionaire. But they won't do that. They want to steal from us. And it is an outrage. I'm Tex Mars. It's been a pleasure being with you today. Appreciate you so much. Tune in each week during this same time and discover the power of prophecy.